Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Hello and welcome to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. My name is Jeff Westover, and I am the head Santa tracker at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas, where we celebrate Christmas year-round, and in fact, we're in the middle of our annual Christmas in July festivities right now. In this episode of the Merry Little Podcast, we take a timeout for a look back at Christmas just 6 months ago, when Santa took his flight on Christmas Eve. This tradition is a nod to that tradition, a twice-a-year event unlike anything else in Christmas audio. You see, we have this little radio feed that originates from the North Pole. It's called Kringle Radio, and if you're a premier member of the Merry Forums, you can listen to it year-round and hear the greatest of Christmas music absolutely commercial-free. Every year on Christmas Eve, those airwaves are taken over completely by the North Pole as they track Santa with breaking news directly from the North Pole Flight Command Center at the North Pole Tracking Center. Joining me, and in fact taking over the Merry Little Podcast here as part of our Christmas in July, is one of those elves, perhaps the most famous news guy at the North Pole right now, Elf Crash Murphy, who actually is best known as the North Pole Eye in the Sky reporter because he gets to follow behind Santa as he makes his way around the world. And he reports on Santa's position and what he's doing, and he answers, of course, all the great mysterious questions. Crash, welcome to the Merry Little Podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about Santa's flight last year.
You're actually only going to be sharing a recap of Santa's flight here on the podcast. Is that right?
Well, yes, but it is important to know that you can hear much of the radio news we did last Christmas as it's archived over at Santa Update, which is, of course, the best website in the world, even made for big kids like you there, Westover. There is often a lot of things that happen with Santa and the North Pole every year that many people never hear about because they only think of Santa at Christmas time. But he's Santa all year round, and that's what Santa Update does. But anyway, the podcast here will just recap Santa's flight.
Yes, the big story before Christmas last year was the Merry Prankster, correct?
Oh, yes, that guy, I tell you. Thank goodness we caught him before Santa took off. You can still read and hear about all that stuff with him over at Santa Update.
Are there news reports already for this year?
Well, we have a few updates that will come out in July. Some of the radio stuff as part of the Christmas in July tradition we're trying to set up. I think we plan to kick off the drive to get more Santa trackers.
Yeah, that was new last year. How did all that work out?
Oh, it worked out really well. In fact, we think Santa wants to expand it this year. He wants more elves than ever.
Well, this is really unique. So a kid can really become an elf by tracking Santa?
Yes, tracking Santa for Santa is the ticket, but you're stealing my thunder here, Westover. Why don't you just hand me that microphone and take a seat for a while?
Okay, Crash, let her rip.
Well, you see, over at SantaTrackers.net, Santa recruited millions of elves before Christmas Eve to be kind of his eyes on the ground and to report stuff back to the North Pole. And, well, millions of kids, young and old, responded. In the lead-up to Santa's flight, we even talked to one of them on the radio.
He joins us by phone, Frank. Roger, are you there?
This is Jolly Roger, reporting for duty already, sir.
Well, calm down there, Elf. We got a long way to go with this thing. Roger, I understand you have several elves from your street that you've recruited.
Yes, we signed up at SantaTrackers.net in October, and we've been working together.
Elf Roger, this is Frank Murr in the North Pole Newsroom. How many elves are there on your street?
Wow, I'm talking to Frank Murr. You guys pipe down a little bit, my Frank. There's 8 of us here.
Well, that's one well-covered street for Santa, Frank.
Of course, Santa has other elves who work as professional trackers out there in the field, and one of their traditions is to learn of their assignments just before they head out from the North Pole. Here's a live report with one such elf.
Here with me now is Elf Petey LaCroix, an elf who has done this for many years. Petey, have you opened your orders yet?
Nope. I was waiting for you, Crash.
Okay, well, now before we open it, can you tell me the other places you've tracked Santa in your elf career?
Well, let's see. I've been to Guam and to Mongolia. Last year I was in Talladega in the United States.
Well, come on, Petey, open that thing and tell us where you're headed this year.
Okay. Says here I get to go to Canada.
Well, congratulations, Petey. Frank, we're watching Petey right now gather his gear, and he'll walk out to the sleigh barn and catch the next sleigh to Canada for For him, Christmas begins right now.
After months of counting down to Christmas, the radio news crew at Kringle Radio took to the airwaves on early Christmas Eve morning as the clock ticked over just past midnight there in the far South Pacific. When it is early Christmas Eve morning in places like Fiji and New Zealand, well, it's still only December 23rd in other parts of the world. But that didn't stop us from filing reports of interest to nearly anyone tuning in to Kringle Radio from any part of the world.
Tracking Santa around the world, it's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again, everyone. Elf Frankmer reporting for the first time from the Tracking Center here at the North Pole. This is the heart of Operation Merry Christmas Now, where it all happens. And it is a very busy place, even at this time with 19 hours to go until Santa takes flight. Joining me now with the live report from the sleigh barn is our own Eye in the Sky reporter who follows Santa on his Christmas flight, Elf Crash Murphy. What's going on there, Crash?
Hi, Frank. I'm here in the sleigh barn getting a good first look at Santa's sleigh for this year. It's a fine-looking vehicle, Frank. In fact, I'd say this is the sportiest-looking model I've seen in a long time.
What do you mean, Crash? What makes this sleigh different?
It's a deeper red color this year, Frank. Almost burgundy with the fine gold pinstripe running along the top edge. The seats are all leather and heated, of course, and there's a radar detector on the dash.
A radar detector? What's that for, Crash? Is Santa afraid of getting pulled over?
Not that kind of radar detector, Frank. This is the kind of radar that Santa needs over places like North Korea and Iran, just in case someone wants to launch a rocket at him or something.
My goodness, Crash, no wonder Santa has to fly so fast. Thanks for that report.
Of course, our Christmas Eve broadcast was all about Santa and his flight, but folks still wanted to know what was happening there at the North Pole, so we shared news like this.
Happens at the North Pole on Christmas Eve.
Hi, Rusty. Well, we hang the stockings like most of the rest of the world does. As the elves finish their work, we gather together and watch Santa on the sleigh cam as he makes his way around the world.
Will they be showing that sleigh cam on TV, Hank?
No, that's a private feed, and only elves can see it. There's a lot of rooftop privacy laws we have to consider, you know. So, unfortunately, only elves can see the sleigh cam.
Well, that's a bummer, Hank.
The North Pole radio news team was not much different than all the tracker elves out there. They were stationed in odd places all over the world. Elf Holly Berry had a hard time talking about where she was.
Elf Holly Berry here at the North Pole Operations Center for Europe, located in... let's just say Norway and leave it at that.
Excuse me, Holly. Why don't you just say it? After all, I'm in a place with an unusual name. Pa-rump. Took me months of practice, but now I say it no problem. Pa-rump. Pa-rump. Pa-rump.
It just doesn't sound... I just don't want to...
Heck, Holly. Just say heck.
All right. Heck.
See? That didn't hurt, did it?
Satisfied. This is Elf Holly Berry reporting from Heck, Norway. Well, it's not really heck, but you know what I mean.
The story of Santa's Christmas Eve flight isn't just about Santa either. It's about the story of all believers all over the world and what they do. Here's a report that came in from Asia just hours before Santa took off.
That's right, Rusty. In China, Japan, North and South Korea, and all parts of the Far East, it's now Christmas Eve day.
What is being done there to get ready for Santa, Roz?
Well, we have trackers from the North Pole Tracking Department in place now in major cities and small villages all over Asia, Rusty. In just a few hours, kids and families all over Asia will awaken to their traditional Christmas Eve festivities.
Of course, if you listen in during all 50 hours of our broadcast, you'll get good advice on how to be ready for Santa when he gets to your part of the world. In this report, Elf Hugo at the North Pole Post Office gives some great Christmas Eve advice.
Joining us now to discuss this is Elf Hugo of the North Pole Post Office. Hugo, what is on the minds of children everywhere at this hour?
Well, we get a lot of questions, and most want to know when Santa will get to where they live. But the big question this hour seems to be about bedtime warnings.
That's right, Hugo. Bedtime warnings are listed on SantaUpdate.com so that kids everywhere will know when Santa wants them in bed.
Well, that's right, but some think to go to bed before the warning is issued, and that's a big mistake. They will fall asleep too early and then wake up too early, and Santa will just have to send them back to bed, and everything just becomes a big mess. I think the big message to kids needs to be that they should just go to bed when Santa says to go to bed on the website.
One of the big events pre-flight is the last test flight of Santa's sleigh, something of a Christmas Eve tradition now at the North Pole.
Mitch, what's the story?
Hi, Rusty. We're watching Elf Vernon and Elf Crash Murphy make final adjustments to the sleigh, and they will be launching momentarily on their annual Christmas Eve test flight of Santa's sleigh.
What is this flight all about? Is it dangerous?
Well, every test flight is potentially dangerous, Rusty. These brave elves take to the skies to make one final and critical check of Santa's sleigh. They will fly it around the world over the course of the next several hours, and they will test it thoroughly under every weather condition imaginable. Wait. There's the signal, and the ground crews are clearing the pad now. Stand by for launch any second. And there they go, off into the wild blue yonder. Sleigh bells tinkling in their wake, Rusty. The test flight of Santa's sleigh has officially begun.
There you have it, folks. Another milestone in Operation Merry Christmas.
The test flight gives many kids a chance to know what the live news reports are like when Santa finally takes to the air.
How's the flight going there, Crash?
Hi, Frank. Pretty good so far. I've only thrown up twice. I call that a pretty good ride.
Is this ride different than the ride you take following Santa?
Oh, yes. It couldn't be more different. Flying with Santa's like swimming in butter, Frank. It's so smooth and hardly a bump at all. But flying with the test pilot like Elf Vernon is like being in a blender nonstop, Frank.
Why is that, Crash?
Well, Elf Vernon's job is to test the sleigh. I'm the only cargo he's got, so he doesn't have to be careful like Santa does. He flies high and low and fast and slow. Every minute of this flight is just a nightmare, Frank. I feel like I barely survive it every year.
Why do you go then, Crash?
Because it's fun and it's Santa's sleigh.
Good point, Crash. Enjoy the ride.
The test flight is also a good way for trackers in the field to get ready as well.
Joining me now from a tracking station near Calgary is Elf Raleigh Dingle. Raleigh, what do you see there?
Well, not a blasted thing, Red. The skies are overcast and none of my dadgum instruments are calibrated yet. I'm afraid I'm as worthless as a one-legged high jumper right now, Red.
Can't you see anything? We're told they're practically right on top of you now.
Hold on, Red. Whoa!
That's what we were looking for. Thanks, Raleigh.
Of course, while flight operations are important, in the hours before Santa launches, we also keep up with what's going on at other departments at the North Pole. It can be a very uptight time.
Wally, what's the good word in the wrapping department?
The good word? It's sheer panic, Rusty. Sheer unadulterated panic in the worst possible form.
Really? Huh. Why, Wally? You've had all year to get ready for today. What's the problem?
It's not us, Rusty. We in the wrapping department can't do our work until those guys at the workshop get the toys made, and they're lagging, Rusty. They're really behind over there.
Well, let's check in then with the head of operations at Santa's workshop, Elf Bernard. Bernie, how are things going over there?
Don't bother me.
With news reports coming in from all over the world, we get to learn a lot of things about unusual places.
Joining me from somewhere over Europe on that test flight is Elf Crash Murphy.
Hi, Holly. Are you in Hell, Norway?
Yes, I am. Have you been here before?
Oh, yes, many times. I love going to Hell.
Why did they have to give such a beautiful place a name like that?
Well, you only think of it as an awful name, Holly, but Hell in Norwegian actually stems from an ancient term meaning luck. That little village, by the way, grows some of the best blueberries in all the world. I had some blueberry pancakes there a few Christmases back on a ride with Santa, and they were just the best ever.
Wow, thanks, Crash. Now that people know that, they won't think I'm working here just because I like to talk naughty.
There are a lot of behind-the-scenes kind of stuff that goes on in getting Santa around the world. Technical details that people just don't think about at Christmas. Here's one report that gives you an example of the kind of stuff we have to worry about.
Crash, is it true you work with the flight center on this test flight?
Hi, Frank. Yes, it's true. Right now we're running some of the more personal parts of data communication.
Wow, Crash, you sound so technical, like a real flight engineer. What does that mean?
Well, Frank, if you have to know, we call it the burp test. I burp, and Miles there has to see if he can hear me.
I had no idea so much went into testing Santa's sleigh. Thanks, guys, for that fascinating and disturbing report.
Well, when that test flight finally returns to the North Pole, it's a signal that Santa's flight is not far away.
Hi, Mitch. I can confirm that we have landed like slipping a hand inside a velvet glove. That was by far the smoothest landing I've ever had in a sleigh. I'd say Santa's in for a nice ride this year. This sleigh is about as ready as one can be. She's big, and she floats like a butterfly, and as smooth as Grandma's fudge.
There we have it, Frank. The sleigh will now head into the barn for a final wash and wax as we get Santa ready to launch in just 3 hours.
Before long, some in the world are starting their own Christmas Eve traditions, including the tradition of getting a bedtime warning from Santa.
Well, we have our first bedtime warnings to announce. These usually come directly from Santa on Santa's sleigh, so this is a little unusual because Santa's not even in the air yet.
Who are the bedtime warnings for, and why are they coming out now?
They are for kids and families in Samoa, Frank, where the time is about 7 p.m. in the evening on Christmas Eve there. A little bit early, I would admit, but these wouldn't happen if Santa didn't say so. Now, I would remind you that it is summertime for these folks down there, and as we heard earlier, you have a lot of people still out there on the beach where it is their tradition to look for Santa in the skies over the southern Pacific.
Finally, the time for Santa's launch has come, and it is always a stirring moment at the North Pole.
The crowd, bundled up tightly against the cold, sits in the grandstand, and there goes Santa climbing into the sleigh just named Rosalie minutes ago. And now the crowd waves and cheers in anticipation. And the sleigh is moving now slowly as Santa waves to the crowd. The bell's growing louder as the sleigh picks up steam, and it's off the ground now, I'd say about 20 feet now, and climbing as Santa begins a broad circle in the air, giving everyone in the crowd a chance to see him from all sides. I see cell phones and cameras being held up now to record the moment, and Santa is navigating now a little further away from the crowd, and there he goes, rocking into the night. A blazing paper trail behind him sparks in the sky as the sleigh is taking off like a bullet from a gun. What a spectacular launch. I don't think I've ever seen a more picture-perfect departure, but he's gone, Rusty. Santa has left the North Pole, and the delivery phase of Operation Merry Christmas has begun. The world can now officially track Santa, and we're back to you, Rusty.
Soon, the work of Santa spotters around the world gets to focus on Kringle Radio as we talk to them live on the air.
Joining me now from an outpost in Antarctica is Elf Howie Grover. Howie, are you there?
You're calling me? Why are you calling me? I'm a first-year elf. Can't you call someone with some experience?
Relax, Howie. We are just curious in what you might be seeing down there.
Are you kidding me? This is one godforsaken wilderness. There's nothing here but ice, gray skies. I can't even see penguins. Whoa! What was that?
That was probably Santa's sleigh, Howie. Thanks for that report.
Of course, we also talked to listeners of the broadcast live from all over the world during the course of our Santa tracking coverage on Kringle Radio. They call us for all kinds of reasons, as we hear from this caller in New Jersey.
Can you help me, Mr. Stocking? My husband is a raving Christmas lunatic.
Well, what do you mean? What's the problem?
Well, all he does is play Christmas music nonstop, 24 hours a day, drinking his little mug of Christmas special blend coffee. He lounges around in his little Frosty the Snowman boxes, and all he talks about is Santa, Christmas trees, eggnog, and mistletoe.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's taken a really weird turn, Red. Now he just screams into a microphone attached to his computer saying, Santa is coming. And nearly every hour he just yells, he's getting closer.
That is truly deranged, Christina. Really, I feel sorry for you. I hope you get some help so that you can be just like him someday.
Huh? Wait, what?
Along the way, we learn of all kinds of different Christmas traditions from around the world.
Lloyd, what happens there in Iceland on Christmas Eve?
Right now, crowds are flooding the bookstores of Iceland in preparation for Christmas Eve.
Bookstores? Why, Lloyd?
Because the oldest and biggest Christmas Eve tradition in Iceland is the giving of books on Christmas Eve. They have done it for centuries, and it is everyone's quest here to find the perfect book for their friends and loved ones.
Really?
I kid you not. Christmas Eve, again by tradition, does not officially begin here until 6 p.m. local time. So folks have until then to find their books. Books are always the first gift of Christmas in Iceland, even before Santa arrives.
Wow! I had no idea Iceland had so many bookworms. That's fascinating.
And sometimes we just meet crazy people on the radio.
And we've got them on the phone. Jimmy, are you there?
Hi, this is Jerry.
They tell me you've tracked Santa for many years, Jimmy.
Homie, yep. I started out with just a telescope and some binoculars and my radio. Now I have them things, plus a digital GPS and SantaUpdate.com, of course.
Of course! Why do you track Santa every year, Jimmy?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I've worked on this ever since I was a kid. I became a secret spy for Santa years ago when I was just a youngin.
Of course! That's the first step for all of us.
Yeah, it's all been a long journey tonight, when I finally get to catch Santa and keep him.
Jimmy, you can't be serious about that.
Well, I am. Santa knows it. I told him first, more than 50 years ago.
Jimmy, you just can't be a secret spy for Santa on the one hand and a Santa kidnapper on the other. That's like throwing yourself in jail, man.
I'm a man with a plan.
No, you're a man with a future in coal mining right from your stocking on Christmas morning.
While this is going on, of course, Santa's making his way around the world, and some places Santa just isn't welcome. We usually go through something in North Korea, and this year, well, they really surprised us.
Here with an update from behind Santa's sleigh is off Crash Murphy Crash. The North Koreans appear to have had a change of heart this year.
Hi, Frank. Isn't it great? The world is just a better place when everyone believes in Santa.
Were you surprised by all this, Crash?
Well, to be honest with you, Frank, he could have dipped me in eggnog and stirred me in with the fudge and called me Figgy Pudding. I don't think I would have been more surprised, Frank.
Can we really call you Figgy Pudding, Crash?
It's just an expression, Frank.
Everything was going pretty smoothly for Santa on the flight until this report came in.
And it appears there may be trouble ahead for Santa, despite the fact that his flight has been flawless up until this point. Here to explain is Elf Agent X of North Pole Security. Agent X, what's going on?
We have a red alert situation here, sir. Urgent need for secret spies right now. This very minute, in fact, in the United States and Canada. We'll be needing 4 million reporting back to the North Pole as soon as possible.
Whoa!
Yes, sir. Whoa, affirmative. We have a matter of utmost urgency that may require shifting of reindeer assets from the North Pole, the South Pacific, and other parts of the world where they are no longer needed.
Whoa!
Yes, sir, indeed. Are you driving a sleigh, sir? You keep saying whoa.
No. I'm just surprised at the news, that's all. This sounds serious.
Yes, very serious, sir. This affects Christmas potentially for every man, woman, and child in North America.
Meanwhile, Santa continued on his course in other parts of the world, and this great report, we hear of Santa's visit to Iran.
Elf, Finn Noble has been there all night. Finn, what's the latest?
Hi, Roz. All of my instruments are showing that Santa is indeed in the area, but I cannot confirm seeing him yet, and I may not see him at all.
Why, Finn?
In high-risk areas like this, Santa flies in stealth mode. Rudolph's nose is turned off, and the bells are squelched.
So you're saying Santa's flying into Iran without lights and bells? He's running silent?
That's exactly what I'm saying. He also has special radar deflecting technology that he uses at times like these. Most of the Iranian government would never know he was here, especially if we were not talking about him on the radio.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay. You didn't talk to me, and we didn't have this conversation. Got it?
Got it. My My lips are sealed.
While Santa was visiting Iran, our news teams reached out to experts at the North Pole to learn what the big emergency in North America was all about.
They have dispatched every available sleigh from the North Pole, Red. Every available elf and every available reindeer has been pressed into duty and will now be patrolling the skies over North America.
Well, why? What kind of thing would require that kind of presence and protection?
I can't tell you, Red, but it's horrible, just awful. Let's just say Santa won't be bullied and he's taking this thing very seriously.
But what does this mean?
It means anybody who lives in North America, in Canada, the United States, and Northern Mexico, if they ever wanted to see a flying sleigh, tonight's the night. Tell them to stay inside, but look out those windows. Sleighs will be everywhere tonight.
Then keep that radio dial tuned right here, folks.
Santa pushed on with his flight, and we tried to answer the concerns of folks writing in to the North Pole by way of email and text. In this report, we dispensed a little reindeer advice.
Crash Elf Hugo tells me that children in Europe are very concerned about the reindeer, and many of them want to give them something to drink as well as to eat. What do you recommend?
Just water, Frank. Some like to leave out other things like eggnog or Christmas punch or even things like Gatorade, but I tell you, their little tummies just can't take it. They usually just want water, Frank.
Good to know, Crash. I'm sure there are kids everywhere rushing to get water for them right now.
Hours later, we tried to find out more about the big emergency in North America.
Joining me with an update on this situation is Head of North Pole Security, Elf Agent X. When we last checked in with you 6 hours ago, you said Christmas could be affected for every man, woman, and child in North America. Do you still hold that opinion?
I can't tell you that, sir. It's classified.
Well, you said you were moving reindeer assets from the North Pole and even from the South Pacific. Has that happened?
I can't tell you that, sir. It's classified.
You said you needed 4 million more secret spies for Santa in North America. Did that happen?
I can't tell you that, sir. It's classified.
Thank you, Elf Agent X. You've been very informative.
All over the world, eyes were on the skies for Santa. Here's a great report from Europe.
Crash, there's word that you and Santa have a military escort as you enter into Switzerland.
Indeed we do, Holly. I didn't even know Switzerland had a military.
It's news to me, too. What are they flying, Crash? Can you tell?
Well, it appears to me to be some kind of troop transport, Holly. It's not a fighter, that's for sure.
Goodness. Are there a lot of people on board that plane?
Yes, Holly. And they're waving and holding up something now. It looks like cell phones, Holly. Everybody smile and say cheese. They're taking selfies, Holly.
Gotta wonder what's on Snapchat now for the Swiss Air National Guard.
Everywhere we had reporters positioned, we tried to get them out among the locals to learn their stories. Here's a great report from a local in Norway.
I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting from the North Pole Tracking Center for Europe in a lovely little town in Norway.
We are in Hell, Norway.
Yes. I'm speaking with the local merchant who makes, believe it or not, sleigh bells. Isn't that right, sir?
Yes, my name is Alexander Vandergander, and my brother, Leander Vandergander, and myself have personally handcrafted and sold the sleigh bells for the last 25 years right here in the middle of hell. But the family business started way back in 1856.
Goodness, that's quite a legacy. What do you call your business, Mr. Vandergander?
Hell's Bells. And our slogan is, for the finest in bells, you can go straight to...
Thank you, Mr. Vandergander.
Throughout it all, we do our best to report not only where Santa is, but also what Santa is doing.
Crash, do you keep track much of where you are when you take these Christmas flights with Santa?
Actually, that's a good question, Frank. And unless we're behind schedule, I don't keep track much. My job is to keep an eye on Santa and to report on what he's doing, and he pretty much does the same thing everywhere we go. In the sleigh, out of the sleigh, down the chimney, or in the door, or maybe the window. Drop the stuff the cookies, pet the dog, and then up to the roof he goes, and we head off to do it again in another 35 feet. It's like this all night long.
How can you tell if Santa is ahead or behind on his flight schedule?
Well, it's in his behavior, I think, Frank. If Santa's a little bit grumpy, I know maybe we're behind or that he's feeling that way.
But that's really rare, because he's never behind. When you travel with Santa, you gotta keep your head up. You gotta expect to keep moving.
The anticipation of Santa's arrival was great in all parts of the world. But last year, the kids in South America bugged our reporter there to no end about when Santa would arrive, as we hear from this live report.
It is nearly 11 p.m. on Christmas Eve here in Argentina, and since launching more than 18 hours ago, Santa has made it to Europe, where he is flying around, visiting homes in country after country over there. And we expect to hear that he is headed our way to South America next. Here to hopefully give us some bedtime warnings for South America is flight analyst Elf Miles Wilson.
Sorry, Mary, I have no word on that at this time.
Isn't Santa coming here next?
Oh, sorry, I don't know that either, Mary. Everything I see seems to suggest that Santa is going to stop soon and maybe take a nap.
A nap? What in the world? The kids in South America have been up all night waiting for him.
And that could be part of the problem, Mary.
Well, I, for one, am tired of this nonsense. If you're in South America, just go to bed already. Santa won't come until you get your little fannies and gear, so go to bed. There.
Meanwhile, the great airlift of reindeer to North America started to show signs of activity.
Well, I think them reindeer teams are headed your way, Red. I seen them headed over the city of Detroit.
Really? Well, how do you know that?
Well, there was a whole mess of them. I seen them flying up here in Canada.
You mean Canada? And you saw a mess. How much is a mess? You mean like a gaggle, a flock, a herd?
Well, I don't know what you city folks call them, Red, but where I come from, there's a mess of them.
Okay, and you said you saw them headed for Detroit.
Yep, seen them over a motel there in Detroit.
You're syllabically challenged, aren't you, Petey?
Well, call the police then, sheesh.
Before long, the North Pole confirmed the presence of thousands of sleighs over cities in North America.
What is the latest over there, Frank?
Hello, Rusty. I can confirm arrival in many cities of North America of hundreds and hundreds of support sleighs in the skies right now. The cities of Calgary, Winnipeg, Minneapolis, Chicago, Dayton, Toledo, Louisville, Atlanta, Shreveport, New Orleans, and several other cities are now under patrol by sleighs under the command of North Pole Security. I expect to hear of similar reports to cities further west and south to come online in the next hour or so.
What are these sleighs doing, Frank?
I asked that same question, and I was told that those sleighs are under orders to observe, protect, and defend as needed for the remainder of the evening.
What are the odds that people living in these places will see these sleighs tonight?
Very, very high. They are manned by elves dressed in black, but the reindeer are not cloaked. The sleighs are all red and green, and of course the bells are all very shiny, and they are jingling. They are doing little to disguise themselves, Rusty.
Very interesting indeed, Frank. Thanks for that report.
And before long after that, the first reports of Santa in North America came in live to Kringle Radio.
What does a spotter elf who's been sitting there for hours do in a critical moment like this, Ricky?
We concentrate, Red. We focus on the skies. We allow nothing to distract us. We are intent on Santa and seeing only Santa and reporting back to the North Pole and... what we have?
Uh-oh.
My instruments are tripping here, Red. It's all off the scale. Holy mother of Rudolph, Red. I hope I didn't just miss Santa.
We'll let you get back to work, Ricky. This just in from the North Pole. Santa has just made his first landing in Canada in the past few minutes.
Soon we had live reports from witnesses who saw Santa, and they started coming in.
Mr. Montoya, did you see Santa? I know you're excited, Mr. Montoya, but can you say that again in English?
Oh, sorry. He was in his sleigh right over my house, and the dogs were barking.
Did you see him or just hear the dogs?
No, I saw him. He brought the dogs some meat snacks. They were very happy.
Well, what about you?
No, he didn't give me any meat snacks. Of course, I wasn't barking either.
Sometimes the feedback we get from fans out there listening on Kringle Radio, well, it gets a little weird.
Crash, is there any fear to entering the U.S. with all these security alerts?
Not at all, Frank. Santa doesn't do fear. He's afraid of nothing. There are a lot of people that love him in the United States.
There are a lot of people that love you too there, Crash.
There are?
Yes, we got a load of fan mail from people about you tonight, Crash. There's a lady in Tuscaloosa that wants to marry you.
No kidding? Well, how about that?
Yeah, she thinks you're really something, Crash. She calls you her little Crash Potatoes.
You're a weenie, Frank.
Everywhere it seemed in North America, people were getting ready for Santa Claus.
We'll get an update from Elf Crash Murphy in just a few minutes, but now I'd like to take you to the state of Michigan, where we have Elf Theodore Anthony Nugent standing by.
Hi, Red. I just wanted to report that here in Michigan, we're ready for Santa at any minute.
Well, that's great, Mr. Nugent. Hey, wait a minute. Are you the elf Ted Nugent, the same guy we spoke to in Australia a few hours ago?
You caught me, Red. Yes, I'm one and the same.
Well, what are you doing in Michigan?
I was done with my assignment in Australia and caught a sleigh home for Christmas. We just thought we'd defend the homeland for Christmas, Red.
Well, Ted, that's admirable, but I think Santa won't have any trouble in your neighborhood.
I guarantee it, Red.
Okay. They're locked and loaded in Michigan.
No matter where Santa went, people treated him with great kindness.
Pedro, are you there?
Hello? It is hard to hear you, but yes, I'm here. Santa was at my house a little while ago. I fed him and the reindeer some picana.
Oh, what is that?
It's like a spicy soup, very traditional at Christmas in Bolivia. I told Santa to be careful with the reindeers because it could give them the wind, and he said, no worry about it because it make them go faster.
Well, if Santa says it was okay, then the reindeer must be just fine.
Daddy children in America, I'm sorry if the reindeer are stinky.
I'll bet they'll never notice, Pedro.
Of course, with so many believers in North America, we were just flooded with eyewitness reports from, well, just about everywhere.
We have a possible Santa sighting to report from southern Texas. A man by the name of Rex Cockburn of Aqua Nueva joins us now by telephone. Rex, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm out here with the livestock.
Is that where you saw Santa, sir? Out on the range?
Yep, I was just corralling the little doggies, and there appeared over the horizon a nuclear blast of heat and light like nothing I ever seen before. It dang near caused a stampede.
Well, I suppose cattle just aren't used to seeing Santa Claus, Rex.
Cattle? Who said anything about cows?
Oh, I was led to believe you're a rancher, Rex.
I am. I don't have cows, just armadillos.
A stampede of armadillos, Rex? I hear they are oh so blindingly fast, Rex.
Well, no, you won't see them break any speed records, but 50 of them could put a fright in you.
As the evening wore on, rumors began to fly that maybe there wasn't such a great emergency in North America after all.
Here with a live report from the North Pole Christmas party is Elf Danny Van Dyke. Danny, what's the good word there?
Yo, Frank, how's it going, man? I got a text from my cousin Benny. He's an elf over at the sleigh launch. He heard from his sister's cousin Bernice that she said her brother Wally got confirmation that the sleighs are being recalled from North America, that there's no emergency and they can come on home, man.
Okay, let me get this straight, Danny. You heard a rumor of a rumor from a friend's cousin's sister that more elves are headed to the party because the big emergency in North America has been called off.
Yeah, that's it, dude.
As Santa pushed further west, the quality of our reports seemed to get, well, a little more interesting.
Joining me now from somewhere near Spokane, Washington, is spotter elf Franklin Rochester Smithers IV. They tell me they call him Schmitty. Schmitty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Schmitty, have you seen Santa yet?
No, and I kind of wish he'd get his jingle on.
Well, why? What's the hurry? Santa's way ahead of schedule.
Well, if you must know, it's rather cold out here, and I need to water my tree.
Say no more, Schmitty.
But the fans of Santa always come through with quality stuff, like this live report of Santa making a stop in Lake Tahoe.
Keep it down, Red. I don't want to wake anyone, but I wanted to let you know Santa is in my house right now.
Really? This is great. How did you know he was there?
I heard a thump and got up to see what was going on, Red. And there he was, standing by my fireplace.
Amazing!
What's he doing now?
Well, he's eating a cookie, and now he's pulling something out of his sack, Red. It's a present. He's putting it under the tree now. Wait. He looks up. Shh. Okay, he didn't hear me. He's putting candy canes on my tree, and wow, like a flash of my chimney, he goes.
Wow. A super amazing live report of Santa in action from Lake Tahoe, California.
As Santa neared the end of his flight, it seems his support staff started to cut loose a little bit.
Nearly 28 hours into Santa's flight, and there appears to be a lot of partying going on, not only at the North Pole, but now we understand Santa has an entourage. Joining me now to explain is Elf Crash Murphy.
Hi, Frank. You're sure right about that. Hours ago, we had that emergency dispatch of thousands of sleighs for over the skies of North America, and we're approaching the West Coast, and a lot of those guys have nowhere to go, and they got nothing to do.
How many sleighs do you have following Santa now, Crash?
Oh, there's dozens of them, Frank, and they're making some noise, too. I'm afraid they'll blow it for Santa with some of these stops he's making if they don't pipe down. Can't you get someone there to call these clowns off?
Roger that, Crash. The flight command staff seems to be a little preoccupied at the moment.
With what, Frank?
Looks like there's an eggnog chugging contest, Crash. I'll get back to you.
And before long, it was all over.
Minutes ago, Santa and Mrs. Claus returned to the North Pole to wild cheers of the families and elves who had gathered to receive them. We can also report the safe landing of thousands of sleighs sent on assignment this Christmas, as well as the sleigh of Elf Crash Murphy, who has followed Santa around the world. At this hour, the only functioning department at the North Pole is the post office, which is receiving at this time millions and millions of messages of gratitude from believers around the world. With one last word here on our broadcast, we turn it over to Santa himself.
Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho!
Thank you, Santa.
And thus ended a 50-hour worldwide live broadcast radio event filled with great music and breaking news from the North Pole, all of it free and all of it commercial-free. Our thanks to Crash for the recap, and now we invite you to tune in. Again, this is for everyone, not just premier members of the Murray Forums, as part of our Christmas in July for a rebroadcast of that Christmas Eve radio. All 50 hours of it will be replayed starting July 23rd and going through the morning of July 25th, just 6 months later. It's filled with great music, with guest DJs, and of course, breaking news from the North Pole, only a fraction of which you heard here on the Merry Little Podcast in the recap. And we'd remind you that the news never stops breaking, and the countdown for Christmas, well, it's never fully done. So join us at our sister sites, all directed by the North Pole, of course, at SantaUpdate.com, SantaTrackers.net, TrackingSanta.net, SantaTracking.org, and of course, ElfHQ.com and JingleKringle.com. You can say we got Christmas covered. We thank Elf Crash Murphy and the Mighty News team at the North Pole, these wonderful, talented folks who work so hard each year to put together the broadcast and to anchor the news, for all of their hard work of this past year and the fun that we had in tracking Santa Claus. For MyMerryChristmas.com, this has been the Merry Little Podcast. This is Jeff Westover signing off and wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.